Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. By now, you've probably heard plenty of reptile experts, and there's a reason for that. I happen to like reptiles. So we're going to visit one of those experts, if you will. But what I love about him is he's a bit young, but he's also so knowledgeable and accomplished so many different things. You've seen him on TV. We had a chance to meet him as well as his wonderful Nile monitor. Gotta love him. Want to welcome to the show, Corbin Maxey. Corbin, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Robert. I really liked that intro.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks for being with us. Hey, and I've got to ask, how is our good friend, the monitor?
Oh, the monitor is doing good. He's doing good. He's currently basking out since we're located in Idaho. He's probably counting down the days until the summertime when he gets to go outside in his outdoor exhibit, but everyone's doing good.
You do so many incredible things. You started at a young age. When did you decide, you know what, I really want to be in the reptile world and I want to become a herpetologist?
You know, I was always that kid that, like, you know, brought in, you know, snakes and lizards and, you know, all different types of insects, of course, you know, to class. My teachers loved me. I always was into reptiles especially. And I think dinosaurs definitely, like, you know, kind of fueled that passion. But I never knew how I could basically have a job where I work with animals, you know, like reptiles, and, you know, make money and travel. And so, it definitely is very odd kind of how it worked out. I always had the passion. I think when I was 14, I made my first television appearance on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And it was the first time in my life where I was like, wow, like, I could really combine, like, two of my favorite passions, you know, animals, of course, reptiles, and also entertaining. And so I think that was the first time I thought I could really try, you know, to basically make a career out of this.
You have done a lot since that time, but I want to ask you this. Do you have to own a reptile to be involved with the herpetology community?
No. And, you know, I get so many questions from kids, and I absolutely love it. These are my favorite emails from people, you know, just kids emailing me, you know, who are 10, 11, 12 years old, and they say, how do I get involved? And the number one thing, and Robert, you're going to really laugh at this, is they always say, my mom does not want a snake, or they hate reptiles. And, you know, what can I do? And, you know, really, you don't have to have reptiles to be involved. In nearly every community, there are members of a herpetological society. There's members around. There's just enthusiasts who absolutely, you know, love reptiles and amphibians. And you can network with those people. You can also volunteer at, you know, local shelters. You can volunteer at the zoo, where you can have hands-on experiences. And, you know, I always tell people the best way, you know, if you want to work with animals or have a career, just really network with people. Network, you know, interact with people who have the same passion you do, and good things will come.
Hey, what's been the most rewarding part of your efforts?
You know, you always ask me these really good questions. You know, we've been able to do a lot of traveling, and we've done a lot of the shows. But honestly, and I'm not, you know, like, sounding cheesy at all, it's honestly seeing people just light up when they see reptiles, or seeing people change their minds, you know, their perceptions of them. I just did a kindergarten classroom visit yesterday, and it was just the coolest thing. We really don't do any, you know, smaller programs anymore, and so to sit in a classroom with, like, 16 kindergartners and see their faces light up was just insane. And it was so crazy. I got an email from one of, parents who was like, thank you so much. Like, now my son, you know, will tell me not to try to kill snakes anymore. Or, you know, will tell me not to, you know, step on spiders anymore. You know, it's just because they're so good for the environment. So I think that's the most rewarding, when you can see your work and you can kind of see, like, wow, you know, I guess I am kind of making a difference, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's especially important in the reptile world. There is that fear factor. And prior to meeting people like you and Dan, who our listeners are familiar with, I got to admit, I had a bit of that fear factor. And now, because of learning and experiencing it, being around them, I have that fan factor, if you will, of I really appreciate the different aspects to that side of the pet world. And it's really something that it does. It expands your horizons and opens your mind. So kudos to you. And I think it's also important, too, to note that you have had a real impact, not only with adults, but also with children. And it's so important. Why, for you, has it been so important to reach out and impact the children?
Because they're our future generation. I mean, it's great to entertain the adults and make them laugh and stuff like that. But when it comes down to it, these little ones are going to be, you know, running our world. And, you know, the only way that you can change someone's perception of an animal, whether it's a reptile, whether it's like a vulture in Africa, or whether it's a spider, is you just have to educate them. And it's just bottom line, just education. Just explain to them. And I just think that's why it's so important to reach out to children.
You do a lot of different events, a lot of appearances in between doing all the great work that you're doing. For those that want to keep up with you and the animals, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is probably to follow us on Twitter, at Corbin Maxey, or like our Facebook page, which is a great way to kind of follow up, to kind of get updates and kind of behind-the-scenes looks at, you know, kind of what's going on. Another great way is just through CorbinMaxey.com. If you go to our blog, I try to post as often as I can, but just kind of adventures and, you know, personal photos and animal photos. And, you know, if you're listening right now and you're like, you know, I really don't like reptiles, it really doesn't matter. We work with all different types of animals. And so it really, like I said, it's really broad, and it's a great way to keep up with the animals and I.
Okay, Corbin, I got to ask you this one. How many reptiles do you own right now?
Okay, I have, I think, 55.
55. 55.
Listen to this, though. I have completely reduced it. When I was 13, I had 60. So there you go.
Oh, see, you're narrowing it down, I guess. You're focused these days. Man, it is such a blast. I always enjoy hanging out with you, talking with you. And I always learn something. And I really do appreciate that. Again, folks, stay up to date with what he's doing, his TV appearances, his different projects. CorbinMaxey.com. Corbin, thanks for joining us today.
Robert, thank you so much.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the Pawtographer. The Pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.